In the first 24 hours, 2.65 million books are bought in the United Kingdom, and 8.3 million books are sold in the United States. That's over 7,000 copies a minute. What readers find at the end of the last book is that this has been a story about the redemptive power of love. But if you don't want to know the ending, this is the time to look away for a couple of minutes.
I felt it would be a betrayal of the character if I showed Harry doing anything other than living what all along he has discovered to be true, which is that love is the strongest power there is. And I thought a lot about people who had been through terrible things like wars, and having to come home and rebuild and espouse normality after seeing horrors has always seemed to me to be such a courageous thing to do. And climbing back to normality after trauma is much, much harder. It's much harder to rebuild than to destroy. In some ways, it would have been a neat ending to kill him, a neater ending to kill him, but I felt it would have been a betrayal because I wanted my hero, and he's my hero, to do what I think is the most noble thing. So he came back from war, and he tried to build a better world, I suppose, corny as that sounds, both on a small scale for a family and a larger scale.
Jo ends the series by giving Harry a family. She's worked out the future of all the surviving characters and draws out a family tree for the Potters and the Weasleys.
Victoire, who's in the epilogue, she is so named because she was born on the anniversary of the battle that finished it all, which is the 2nd of May, if anyone's been paying attention. And then Charlie had children or married.
Is he gay?
Dumbledore's gay. I told a reader that once, and I thought she was going to slap me. But I always saw Dumbledore as gay. No, I don't think Charlie's gay. Just more interested in dragons than women. Percy married Audrey. Don't you think that's a very Percy-like wife's name? And they had Molly and Lucy. And then Fred, poor Fred, died in 1997.